Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What they do. That's why it's so important. Like, it's great that you're doing this against the Colorado Rockies, the Atlanta Braves. Okay, let's see where this team's at. Oh, wow, they got a nice little win streak. Okay, Matt Chapman gets hurt. Willie Adames has been kind of struggling. Oh, now he's kind of bouncing back. No. Like, this is the series where people are going to be paying attention. It's going to be maybe a holiday weekend for some people. School is out. Like, you're trying to grab our attention. Mm-hmm. The way you grab a fan's attention is beating a rival. And you got to do that this weekend. So, yes, taking 2 out of 3, I think, is the bare minimum of what you have to do.
So think about this, right? Like, you love baseball. I love baseball. The history is very important. Part of the beauty of the rise of the Red Sox in the early 00s was that it was born in the fire of them losing to that team in the playoffs. And that team coming out of one of their greatest dynastic runs, and we're talking about the Yankees, right? And in the late 90s, where they won it basically 4 out of 5 years.
I think that's the last great dynasty we're going to see in baseball, by the way. It is, truly.
Maybe. Yeah. Like, I never say never. Like, who knows? Like, maybe. But I think losing to that team that way, and that team being the juggernaut that it was, did that not make the rise of the Red Sox that more dramatic?
Absolutely.
More special?
And there was the whole flirting with the Alex Rodriguez. You thought he was going to be a Red Sox.
Yes.
He ended up being a Yankee. You had Kevin Millar basically throwing Nomar. See you, Nomar. We're getting A-Rod.
Yes.
And then it didn't happen, right? I think we all watched that doc on Netflix.
Incredible.
About it. It was absolutely insane. Theo, the young GM at the time, Theo Epstein, now everyone knows him, right? But he was so young, and like, he was this new kind of wave of thinking, the Billy Bean kind of a tree. They tried to get Billy Bean from the A's. He spurned them. They pivoted to young Theo Epstein. So, yeah, there was so much baked into it. Yes.
So I look at where the Giants are at, and though it's not exactly a like for like, I just look at where they're at right now. They're like kind of like out of sight, out of mind for a lot of teams in the NL.
Yes.
Right? And that's they haven't been good. But
I think for a lot of I hear you on this. I think for a lot of Giants fans have been out of sight, out of mind for a while.
I agree.
But they're going to the ballpark.
I agree.
So something is different this season. I saw Big Boss Man, who's in the back right now, kind of quote the guru's favorite quote. Something's happening here. Buffalo Springfield. Something's happening with this Giants team. But for a lot of Giants fans, like the diehard ones, that are going to be like, yeah, let's see. Let's see how for real this is. Because I do think the fact that there is a third wild card, people do fall back on that, Joe. Whether you want them to or not.
I want the NL West so bad.
I know you do. But some people are thinking in the back of their minds like, oh, yeah, we got the third wild card at the end of the day. It would hit different winning the NL West against that Dodgers team and against that Padres team. And, oh, by the way, against the Diamondbacks team, that was just the World Series 2 years ago. This is a stacked division. And you're a game out of first place on June 13th. On June 13th, you're a game out of first place against that Dodgers squad, who has injuries left and right on that pitching staff, by the way.
Yeah, but now's the time. Like, I honestly want to see a little dust up. I really do this weekend. I want to see the Giants, like, start the fight in terms of the physical, mental edge that you're going to need right now. Like, they got a lot of nice guys on their team. Like, I want to see Willie you know, either coming across the bag, you know, coming in hard. I want to see something here. I want to see Logan Webb throw one up and in on somebody. I want to see some nastiness.
And by the way, we're going to get into some of those nasty moments between the Dodgers and the Giants today. In this hour, I believe we will do that. By the way, we will be giving away a pair of Valkyries and Connecticut Sun tickets at Chase Center June 22nd between 7:30 and 7:45. So be locked in all this hour, as well as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. So, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Look, if they sweep, I'm going to be floating. I'm going to be like Aladdin on a right. Flying carpet.
There you go.
All right? If they win 2 out of 3, no, I really do believe that will breathe life into the body of the Bay Area and say like, oh, this team is legit. They're legit, and Buster, you need to go make a move, and you need to add, and we need to get healthy, right? That's what everyone will be thinking. 1 of 3, not the end of the world, but I'd be pretty disappointed,
right?
Because I really feel good about where this team's at. They've been playing good ball. You could say Rockies, and okay, they're on the schedule, but they've been playing good ball for a couple of months now. This Giants team is pretty sustainable. Is the offense great? No, but their pitching is. And their bullpen has been. And they're relatively healthy on the starting staff and in the bullpen. And against a great lineup, give me that recipe every single time.
Well, they're a team that doesn't get blown out. Like, if you just go through all of their games and the losses, and obviously prior to this win streak, there were some tight losses that they've had. It's a team that, again,
they hold you down.
I'm trying to find the last time they truly were out of just a game entirely. It hasn't really happened.
It's been about a month.
Month plus. I'm going through the schedule right now,
Joe. What was the last one?
Brewers, maybe, from April 22nd.
What was that?
That was 11-3.
Yeah, that game was a blowout.
Yeah, but again, that's what I'm getting at here. What they've been in almost all of these games.
Was that the Logan Webb one early that he got blown up in?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
So
that feels like forever ago.
They're a team that is clutch when you need them to be clutch. And that means if you keep the game close, more often than not, they're going to win it. How many one-run games have they won? A lot in a row. They just won 6 prior to yesterday's win, or 2 days ago's win, right? They've won 7 of their last 8 now heading into this matchup. They are the hotter team than the Dodgers. This team is hotter right now than the opposition. Now, do they have the names? No, they don't. But I don't really care about that right now. Yeah, that might matter come playoff time when that could be the difference, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Leaning on those guys. But right now, my guys are hot. My bats are hot. Elliot Ramos is just as good, I feel like, at the plate than anyone else the Dodgers has right now, which people might scoff at. People might say that's insane. That's fine. I don't care. His at-bats, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, he's been a great player.
Willy Adames, we'll see. This is a huge test for Willy Adames this weekend.
If him and Jung-Hoo Lee have a good series, how good are you going to be feeling, Giants fans?
Again, you're still talking about flying on a magic carpet. I'm going to take the magic carpet. I'm going to be bringing it here into the studio. Absolutely. By the way, we're talking about all the good stuff, rightfully so. If they get swept, though, this weekend, Joe, is all the good feelings from this first half of the season just immediately thrown out the window for you if they get swept?
No, but I'll be really, really low in terms of energy because, again, this is like this is a litmus test. This is to see where you stack up. And if you get, hypothetically, you lose one tight game, but the other two are kind of 3 to 5 run losses. Like, yeah, I wouldn't feel good at all. And that would tell me that we are many pieces away from contending. And we've been kind of, you know, maybe hoodwinked into the record that we're in. And eventually the wall's going to get broken down and we're going to fall back down to being 500. I think that, like, the Padres series left me very encouraged.
Right.
Very encouraged. Right? Now, that could have easily been a 4-game loss. Right. It could have easily been a 4-game win. But to split it, you felt great. Winning 2 of 3 or even losing 2 of 3, I'd feel great. It wouldn't be ideal losing 2 out of 3. Getting swept, God, that would really hurt.
It would be brutal. It would be all the goodwill that you've collected this last week and a half plus is thrown out the window when you lose to a team like that.
Yeah, that Colorado loss hurts even more.
It does, because now you're looking at a four straight losses after you had won 7 straight.
Yeah.
It's like, where are we at with this team right now? And again, the fact that if they win this series without Chapman, without Bailey, with the Logan Porters, who is that guy? Who's that catcher that I saw yesterday? A guy like that? Like, that's incredible. Tyler Fitzgerald. Like, I'm looking at the young Giants this weekend to, like, step up and have some moments. That I'm just looking for some moments this weekend. If you are to lose a couple of these games, can I have some moments for the young players, right? Like, that's why I say if Kyle Harrison has a really good start on Sunday, I can look at that as a silver lining of this weekend. Now you can say, that's Spadone, it's a loser mentality. You already think they're going to lose. No, I'm just looking at the future. This, you're not going to win the division this weekend or lose the division. That's the important part.
Well, you know who could really gain some equity? Who? If Kyle Harrison goes up and in on Shohei and starts walking off the mound toward him, like, that's how you become a legend. Okay. No, I'm being dead serious on this. Like, that's how you become a young legend and you endear yourself to Giants fans. Look, you bring up all the young players. Mike Marshall is a role player from the Dodgers. We'll play it a little later. But, like, if I say the name Mike Marshall to the older crowd, they know exactly who I'm talking about on the Dodgers. All right? Mm-hmm. They know exactly who I'm talking about on the Dodgers. These are random guys that made their name, that are synonymous, that aren't, like, stars, that are synonymous with this rivalry. Brian Johnson, catcher, catcher, Stanford, here in the Bay Area. This guy, home run to win a game, Giants-Dodgers, it was later on in the season, 1997. You say the name Brian Johnson, he is minted forever in this market. Is he not?
No, it's a great point. Yeah.
Ty Block. If I say the name Ty Block, you remember him beating Kershaw. God. I know. Mike Tauchman, right? Yeah. Mike Tauchman. You remember, like, random guys, when they make a moment. Michael Tucker getting into it. Right. Giants-Dodgers is an all-time moment. You remember these moments. You remember these things, these shenanigans. I'm here for it. I want to see Dave Roberts and Bo Mel going at it.
It's all the fringe players, too, that are the funny ones. Well, not even fringe players, but like the utility guys that drive you nuts. Like, he's not even on the team anymore, the Chris Taylors of the world, right? Like, that guy.
No, Kiki Hernandez,
I was
going to
say, Kiki Hernandez.
I hate him.
Is enemy number one, I feel like, right? Everything about him.
It's just the random nerd loser off the bench who always kills you. Kills you. Like, just
the stuff. You hate the glasses
on this
thing.
If someone sends me the Justin Turner Cubs thing, stop. I hate Justin Turner. I can't stand him. The guy is bald with a beard, and he doesn't know it. Shave the hair, doggy. You look like a wildling from Game of Thrones. I still despise him.
Tormund Giants fan. I love that. He does. You know what? Lay off Justin Turner, all right? Lay off of him.
Are you serious?
He's gone. He's done. He's cooked. He's over. Kaput. It's done.
Once a Dodger,
I'm just trying to stoke
always
the flames.
A Dodger.
I'm really just trying to stoke the flames and piss you off right now. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm actually being the older brother that you are to Sam Lubman all the time. I'm going to poke and prod him all day, guys, in the back. And I want you to do it, too.
Justin Turner.
957-9570.
I look at him, and I just go, oh, I hate that guy.
You know what? I want to hear from the people. The Dodger that they look at and are immediately disgusted by. 888-957-9570. We got Joe Shasky's top 10 list of most hated Dodgers of all time. That's coming up on the other side. Plus, your opportunity to win a pair of Golden State Valkyries tickets. Be listening. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Between 7:30 and 7:45, this segment for your opportunity to win a pair of Golden State Valkyries tickets for their June 22nd matchup against the Connecticut Sun, or as Joe Shasky wants to call them, the Connecticut Snow, because he doesn't see a lot of sunshine in Connecticut. Not that you've been to Connecticut anyways. You don't even know what it looks like, but that's fine. You do know what Chavez Ravine looks like, and it's very sunny down there. And it actually is, like, aesthetically, when I watch it on TV, it looks great. It just, it presents very well. It's one of the older stadiums still. Not as well as Oracle Park, which I think is the greatest baseball park in modern baseball. It's beautiful.
I believe Chavez Ravine is the second oldest National League stadium behind Wrigley.
That sounds about right. Fenway, obviously, in the American League. And then, sneakily, I think like the Angel Stadium's up there, too. It's been there for a very long time.
Might be.
I got to go through the historian of all the baseball parks. But it is, as we've discussed, considered a pitcher's park, but not really as of late. It's actually been a home run hitter's park. But you made a great point because we were talking about the home field advantages and disadvantages around the league. When you have all those players on the team, maybe it skews it. So it's not really a fair, you know, comparison for over the years, right? When you have Shohei hitting bombs, Mookie hitting bombs, Freddie Freeman, it's going to skew the numbers a little bit. But I'm hoping for some long... God, wouldn't it be great to see a Willie Adames just grand slam this weekend, Joe? That would be, like, welcome to the Giants moments. Like, what are you looking for this weekend at 888-957-9570? Like, the giant moment that you want the most this weekend is what? Is it from Logan Webb tonight to go out there and shove? Is it from Kyle Harrison on Sunday? Is it Willie Adames doing something? Is it Elliot Ramos flexing his muscles? Jung-Hoo Lee, one of the most fun players to watch that I think people, as you're saying, like the national audience may be watching, they got an opportunity to watch him on Sunday on ESPN, Sunday Night Baseball. So I'm very excited about this weekend, Joe. Do you want to dive right into it, though, right now? Do you want to dive into your top 10 most hated Dodgers? You want to do that?
Yeah, but while I do this, I want everyone else to text in.
Yes.
888-957-9570 or call in. You know, today is my dad's birthday. Happy heavenly birthday to my
that's
father.
That's awesome.
And
happy birthday, Papa Shasky.
My whole love of sports and hatred of the Dodgers comes from my dad. You know, and like I wouldn't be here where I'm at today without him. And so I think that I want to hear from people, like, is there a player that got you into hating the Dodgers? Mm. Is there a family member that got you into why you should hate the Dodgers? Mm. Is there a moment in time that happened that got you into why you hate the Dodgers? For me, I always say, like, it's two things. It's my dad, and then it's the people on this list.
That's a good one. Your dad, listen, and by the way, shout out all the Geminis out there. Like, when I think of your dad, I do think of a guy that grew up hating everything Los Angeles.
100%.
He is a diehard NorCal fan. He's a lot like my dad, right? And there was a generational gap. My dad's a little bit older. He's, I think, 75 now, 76. Love you, Dad. Happy Father's Day weekend to all the dads out there and all the father figures and all the fathers that have since passed. And we would love to hear any memories you have of a Dodgers Giants or any Father's Day memories that you want to reflect on. 888-957-9570. I would love to hear from the people in that regards. Call or text, by the way. It's the same number, 888-957-9570. Who was the player that your dad despised the most, Joe? Who was it?
Well, I put him on my list, and so I'm going to tease it.
Okay.
I'm not gonna tell you right now. Like, look, for example, I want to say someone like Jackie Robinson, right?
Ah, it's tough.
But it's Jackie Robinson.
It's, Like, that's a tough guy to hate in all these scenarios. The color Barry breaking down. Jackie Robinson, I can't stand. I was like, well, maybe you need to go take a step over there, buddy. Maybe, well, maybe this isn't the right conversation for you.
That's kind of my point.
That's a tough look.
Well, that's kind of my point. But, like, you know, you want to come rearing in with something like that.
Oh, my God.
It's impossible to hate him.
Talk about all-time hot takes.
I mean,
Jackie Robinson, well, you know, number one hate.
That would be, you know who would have done that?
Oh, my God.
Joe Fortenbaugh would have put that on his list.
Oh, Fadenbaugh.
I mean, that would have been, because he would have wanted to get aggregated on purpose.
You're still so mad he said Charles Woodson was the greatest Bay Area athlete of all time. You're still so mad about that.
Just, I mean, well, what's dumber, that or Russell Baines or whatever the horse jockey was that Dibs put on there?
He's an all-timer. Don't disrespect Russell Baines or Charles Woodson. I love Chuck. All right.
We putting Tiger's Caddy on there too next? Is that what we're going to do?
Maybe Bones Fossil.
Come on. But no, like my dad had a lot of hatred for a lot of individuals, but, and as we'll get into the list here, I just want to hear from everybody else, because the list is so unique to so many people. You know, I threw this out to some of my buddies. I was like, you know, who's the guy or guys? And the list just kept growing.
Well, I love the players that didn't even win anything during their time that you still hate. Like, I go back to when the Giants were really freaking good, 10, 12, 14, when you were in the series, like, you hated Matt Kemp. Matt Kemp, who is like the guy, their best player prior to them actually being really good, was Matt Kemp during that era. But he always had that damn smile on his face. He always looked cool. And he's also LA, right? By the way, as we've learned, he's actually a huge San Francisco 49ers fan,
which
is kind of random, Matt Kemp of all people. But I think of him. I think of Andre Ethier. That guy.
If you say Andre Ethier, I immediately say James Loney.
There you go.
Right? It's like name Tourette's or whatever. I do this thing in sports where, like, if you say one, I automatically have to say the other.
Andre Ethier is a guy for me just synonymous with a time of baseball where it was, what, 06, 2017.
I think he was traded for Milton Bradley.
He was, absolutely. Milton Bradley, A's legend.
He was a stud, though.
He was. He had a lot of other things happen off the field. But that's a guy I think of who, again, what did he do against the Giants, really? Andre Ethier. Not a whole hell of a lot, but you hated him because he was a Dodger for so damn long.
Broxton, Billingsley.
His entire career, he was a Dodger. 2006, 2017,
Joe Blanton. There's so many.
Oh, my God.
There's so many of them. It's just, like, for example, he's in my, I'll give you a tease here, but he's in my honorable mentions. Like, Joe Kelly.
Oh.
He's played on a million teams.
You hate the guys.
I see his face, and I'm like, I hate that guy. He defines Dodger hatred as well as anyone. The glasses, the look, the puckering, the arrogance. It's like, dog, you're a nobody. You think you're special. Like, it just constantly chirping. He drives me nuts.
Well, the whole thing with the Astros, obviously, when he did, like, the pouting lips to them after the whole cheating scandal, when they went back and forth. So
recklessly throwing at someone, knowing he'll never get into the batter's box ever.
I think if
and
guy,
have one thrown at him.
I think the guy is shaky as hell whenever you have to go to. Remember, he started out as a starting pitcher with the Red Sox back in the day, and then they shifted him towards the bullpen because he's got the high velocity. But I feel like a guy, he always gets shelled in the playoffs in big moments. He's like, that's an honorable mention for sure.
And I want to make sure we're very clear here. This is all in fun. Sports hate. No one's saying go out there and start a physical fight or anything like that.
Well, Joe Kelly
in general. Yeah. No, but I'm talking about sports hate. Sports hate is different from real hate.
Of course.
I mean, everybody needs to relax.
No,
there's real hate going on in the world.
There's literally, as we're playing baseball in L.A. this weekend, there's actual, like, real-life stuff in L.A. this weekend. So,
this is all sports hate. We're having fun.
And this is where people want to go, you know, take a break from all that. I saw some stuff come across my timeline yesterday. Just, good God. Thank God for the Panthers and Oilers last night for getting me some sports
I
needed to watch, because there was some Antonio Brown stuff, the Middle East, all of it. We don't need to get into it. There's a lot of stuff happening right now. So I want to talk about Father's Day weekend and Giants and Dodgers and some sports hate.
So there's two guys, right, that I actually associate with other teams, but they also had moments in time where I hated them while they were Dodgers. Steve Finley. Steve Finley played for everyone in the NL West. And, of course, the Giants get him way too late. But, like, in my mind, the 7-run game that the Giants blew in 04 and just totally ruined their chances of actually making the playoffs that year, like, he hit a big-time walk-off grand slam or whatever it was. Like, I hate Steve Finley. But to me, he's also a Padre and a Diamondback and a Giant. He played on a million teams. Chase Utley. I despise what Chase Utley did when he was a Dodger, but he's a Philly to me.
He's
right?
A Philly, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, there are some guys
Manny
that
Ramirez,
don't make the list.
Right? Manny Ramirez. Like, is he a Dodger to you, Manny Ramirez?
I actually kind of like Manny
I know.
Ramirez.
See, there you go. He's the one that you like because you liked him as a Red Sox, right?
It's of course. Different.
And you never really viewed him as a Dodger, right? It's just Manny being Manny, too. He's just such a unique character. I think the last team he officially, I don't even think he officially played for him, but he was in Oakland A in their minor league system for a minute. So there you go. There's a lot of A's Dodgers crossovers as well. Can we get to your list?
All right,
damn it.
Let's go.
Can we just please
let's
play
have
the
some
music?
Fun.
You've been teasing me for too long, Joe. What's the list? What are we starting with?
All right, we're going to go honorable mentions. I'm just going to rat-a-tat-tat them. The entire Hairston family. Technically, I think Jerry Hairston was the only one that played for the Dodgers. But when you say the Hairston name, I despise the Hairstons.
Okay.
Joe Kelly. I referenced
him.
Goes without saying. The specs. When I see the specs, I think of Dodger reliever dorks, and I think of Joe Kelly. He has no problem throwing 100 miles an hour at someone, yet will never get in the batter's box. I despise that individual. Can't stand him. He also looks like he lives in SoCal. So there's just something about him that he's like a double. He's a twofer. Mike Marshall, the take that game. Mid-80s. Obviously, Roger Craig walks Pedro Guerrero twice to get to Mike Marshall. Second time, Mike Marshall hits a home run. Mm. As he's rounding the bases, he points to the dugout and Roger Craig and says, take that. Mm. If you say the name Mike Marshall, Giants fans of a certain age lose their minds. He was soft as Charmin. Oh, and then Scott Gorelts threw way beyond the guy that he should. He should have hit him. Scott Gorelts pulling a Sean Estes and not hitting someone in the back when he
this
was ordered
guy
a code
is
red.
Such a D.
It just drove me nuts. Let's get to Mike Socha. Mike Socha. I mean, synonymous with SoCal. Obviously, he was the Angels manager, but I'm talking
about a guy that lived off one World Series for two decades. Jesus, Mike Socha on line one.
When I think of a big, burly boy who puts his knee down at home plate that I just wanted somebody on the Giants to batter him, it was Mike Socha standing over the plate. I mean, he drove me absolutely nuts, which also brings me to another catcher, Russell Martin. Now, this is my honorable mention list of Dodgers that I hate. Russell Martin. There was just something. I'm Russell Martin. I don't know why I do that face when I say the name Russell Martin, but he just bugged me. He bugged me. He was a part of that Ethier, Loney, Kemp core that you're talking about. Broxton and Billingsley. Russell Martin, just a thorn in my side.
I don't really, and I get it, he was there from 06 to 2010. Why do I think of him more as like a Blue Jay Yankee in that era? Like, I don't really, no, seriously though, like, he was there, longest tenured there as a Dodger, but I don't view Russell Martin that way. He was a Pirate for a second, too. He just bounced so many different teams. That's an interesting one. Continue.
All right, Kiki Hernandez. Goes without saying. I mean, Kiki. The guy always comes through with a play or a hit or a home run. I mean, he defines what it is about role players having moments in this Giants-Dodger legacy. Then we get to Kenley Jansen. I mean, this guy just, he's so good. It's hard to really knock him. But that's what made finally beating him so sweet when Buster hit that home run, is that it felt like he was Thanos and inevitable in the late game situations against the Giants. But Kenley Jansen, the heavyset guy with that little toe tap, he just, God, he was so good for so long. I despise him.
Let me look up his record against the Giants. Real
you
quick.
Do that. Kenley last Jansen. Honorable mention, Steve Sachs. I can't stand Steve Sachs. I know for some other people, he might have played on a zillion other teams, but to me, he's a Dodger. Let's get to the top 10. Now, you rat-a-tat-tat him. Do you got the sound, Carter? I can't see you. We've got new lights. Are we ready to go?
We are blinded by the lights right here.
All right, I'm going to point, and let's get rocking. Number 10.
Number 10. All right, I got the name, and I'm going to give it to you. Is that what we're going to do? Eric Karros.
If you just say the name Eric Karros, I think Dodgers in the 90s that were rookies of the year who destroyed us. I think about 1993, him coming out of the dugout, high-fiving Mike Piazza. He drives me nuts. It pains me to say he's a great broadcaster.
I like him on
because
the Fox
he
broadcast.
Really bugs me. I can't stand Eric Karros.
Eric Karros, number 10. By the way, Kenley Jansen, the guy your honorable mention, 2-7 record against the Giants all time, 3.55 ERA, 119 strikeouts, 37 saves, and 80 appearances. So actually, wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be for one Kenley Jansen. So that's number 10, Eric Karros. This is Joe Shasky's top 10 most hated Dodgers. And I would love to hear your most hated Dodgers. And if you have any stories as to related why, it could be as simple as a player stiffed you for a signature and you've hated him ever since.
I love it.
Steiny on line 1-888-957-9570.
Steiny hates when anyone's happy. I mean, so that doesn't surprise me.
There you go. Number 9, Joe.
Number 9. All right. It's Yasiel Puig, number 66. Yasiel Puig, I mean, the guy licking bats, talking smack. I wanted Bumgarner and him to just fight each other, just get it over with and fight each other. Look, there's a small part of me that thought he was great for the game of baseball and great for the rivalry, but you can't talk about Giants-Dodgers without bringing up Yasiel Puig. I despised Yasiel Puig.
He was a moment in time, Yasiel Puig. It was the defecting from Cuba. It was all of that. It was him getting all the attention because he was a Dodger and because of his physical stature. I always got a little upset, though, because in the Bay Area, we had our own Cuban phenom. It was Yoenis Cespedes, the guy that won all the home run derbies, the guy that's been doing it for a while. He never got the love until he went to the Mets, by the way. Then he started getting all the shine and wearing all the different chains and all that. But it is what it is. Yasiel Puig didn't win anything. Didn't do anything. There was a moment, though, Joe. I will bring this up. So you would have taken Yasiel Puig on the Giants a few years back. You remember that? You were saying, you know what? Go get Yasiel Puig. I wouldn't hate it.
That's how damn bad we were.
Wow. I'm just saying.
That's how damn bad we were. Like Dave Chappelle at the end of Half Baked. You'll be back. all right. Number seven. What are we at? Eight.
We are at number 8, and you've referenced this guy.
Yeah, Justin Turner. I mean, the wildling. Turner. This guy looking like a Game of Thrones character. Yeah, the high leg kick coming out of nowhere, roids. There's just something about Justin Turner who just bugs me. He always made plays, whether it's at second or third, and just the whole look, the baggy pants, the ungroomed beard, everything about him, I despise Justin Turner so much. I hate him so much. When he comes across my timeline now and he's wearing a Cub uniform, I still say, get this guy off my Instagram feed. I can't stand Justin Turner.
Batted .290 career against the Giants. 69 RBIs, 72 runs scored, 143 hits, 16 jacks in 151 games against San Francisco. So he's had a great career, guys. He loves seeing the orange. It might be the orange beard is why he loves seeing the orange and black so much. How about that? He'd actually be a perfect Giant because his beard would blend into your jersey that you're wearing.
And the next guy is kind of interchangeable with Justin Turner because to me they go hand in hand. I mean,
Max Muncy?
Max Muncy is hands down one of the most despised Dodgers in the last decade. It's not even close. This guy talking smack about Madison Bumgarner, a World Series legend, after he hit a bomb into the water saying, go fish it out of the ocean. This guy always seems to kill us. He could be 0 for his last 8,000, and somehow, some way, he'll go 4 for 4. He'll go 4 for 4, and he'll make plays even though he can't move left or right at second base, at first base, at third base. Max Muncy just bugs me. It's just, again, he's one of those guys. He could be 0 for 8,000, and I'm telling you, he's going to go 4 for 4 against the Giants.
Another guy, batting .260, 76 hits, 25 jacks against the Giants in 86 career games. He just has orange against him.
Can we play the sound of him talking about the Mad Bum moment when he hit the home run off of him, and Mad Bum was ticked off, and basically Max Muncy told him to go fish it out of the water.
Yeah, we'll grab that sound here in just a second. 888-957-9570 is the number as we're doing Dodger Hate Weekend, Father's Day Weekend, massive matchup starting tonight. And here is the aforementioned sound of Max Muncy after the game. I believe it was Spectrum Sports with Alana Rizzo at the time, telling Bumgarner to go get the ball out of the ocean.
Okay, there seemed to be some exception to Madison Bumgarner on that home run. What exactly was the exchange there? What do you think happened?
Well, he, I hit the ball, and then he yelled at me. He said, don't watch the ball, you run. And I just responded back, if you don't want me to watch the ball, you can go get it out of the ocean.
And there it is, right there. But that's why we love Bumgarner, right? But that's why you love Bum.
Yeah, I love Bum, but I can't stand Max Muncy.
No, but like, you want some Bumgarner kind of attitude this weekend from some of these Giants.
Yes,
that's what you're
doubt.
Looking for.
No doubt. Which brings me to a guy that it wouldn't be a Dodger hate list without this guy. And look, he's excellent. But Clayton Kershaw is one of the most insufferable people of all time to go up against the Giants. It feels like his record against the Giants is 100-0. And the fact that he has had the longevity that I was hoping that Lincecum and Kane would end up having, It just drives me nuts. But I will say this. He would die to have the playoff success of both of those individuals. But it wouldn't be a Dodger hate list without Clayton Kershaw. The toe tap, the left-handed nature, him sweating, crying, whining, always on the bump, fist pumping with that left hand up in the air. He bugs me.
It's interesting because you think of that Sports Illustrated cover way back when, God, it's almost like 18 years ago, with Clayton Kershaw putting Tim Lincecum, or it was vice versa. It was Tim Lincecum putting Clayton Kershaw on a headlock, right? And it was Dodgers, it was Giants, these two phenom pitchers in the organization. And you know what's interesting? I don't think either of them would trade their careers for the other.
No.
It's interesting, right? Because all the playoff success Timmy had, all the World Series, the Cy Youngs, all of it, and Clayton's got some of those as well. But the playoff shortcomings of Clayton Kershaw, that's what you think of. But the regular season dominance, it's him and Verlander, as far as I'm concerned, Joe, of this century, of the two best pitchers. It's those two. What come to mind from the National League and from the American League, respectively, Clayton Kershaw, Justin Verlander, two of the best pitchers of their era. But if you're a Giants fan, you can just lean back. I sucked in the playoffs.
And you
laughed every single time it happened, didn't you?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Which brings me to one from my father. And this one I put in for my dad specifically. He wasn't the guy I hated, but because my dad hated him so much, I grew to hate him.
Well, people hate him for a different reason now. Continue.
It's Steve Garvey, 10-time All-Star, was the MVP both with the Padres and the Dodgers. But my dad hated him because he was a Dodger. Right. But he also played for the Padres as well in the division. And it's what he represented. He was like the Ken doll over there at first base. And everybody hated his guts. And he was an unbelievable defensive and offensive force for the Dodgers in the 70s when the Giants in the 70s weren't that good. And he was everything SoCal. The blonde hair, the tall stature, Mr. Perfect. I grew up learning to despise Steve Garvey.
Well, you look at the picture now, and it's actually black hair, just jet black hair with the biggest forearms I've ever seen in my life. He's got the smile. He's got it all. He's got the good looks. And now he was trying his luck in the office, I think. He was trying to run for like senator or governor or whatever the hell it was. Man, who cares about that? Another L for the Dodgers there. He didn't win. So there you go. Steve Garvey for your dad, for Pops. Yeah. Papa Shasky. Happy birthday, Papa Shasky. He's loving this segment, by the way. He's watching down.
I'm sure he is. All right, let's get to the next guy. We had him on yesterday, and it's Eric Gagne. Like, Eric Gagne, the goggles, the spectacles, juiced out of his mind, one of the best pitchers in the game.
So this is your number four hated Dodger
of
all time, is Eric Gagne, who joined us yesterday. That's your guy.
I couldn't stand him. The mock turtle with the cut sleeves, that's Will Clark's look, number one. Number two, he would wear the spectacles and the goggles. He was one of the best players in the game for three straight years.
He won a Cy Young as a reliever. That rarely happens. It's not going to happen again, I don't think. He was that damn dominant.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's just everything he represented. He was awesome, awesome. And at that point in time, we had not won a World Series, right? And so the Dodgers-Giants thing, all we had was the regular season, and we were clinging to those things. He was dominant. You can make an argument he was the best pitcher in the game for multiple years.
And
that's how good he was.
And he was nasty. Like, he brought some nastiness to him, which we appreciate. Like,
and the look.
You want that nastiness. There's the reason that Kershaw's not as high, because he wasn't like a nasty player towards you guys. He was just kind of a nice, go lucky, just whatever. No, I want some I want you to hate me kind of a thing. I want to be hated a little bit from the opposition. It makes it feel real. It's lost in today's sport, Joe. I think whether it's the NFL, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's the NBA, good old-fashioned sports hatred is missing right now. We need more of it. We're actually seeing it more on the NHL level. Well, the fight's happening between the Oilers and the Panthers. They're the only ones that got it right. Give me more sports hate.
Yeah, there's a look with all these guys. And, when you see Gagne, there's just a look.
It's the glasses. You hate four-eyed people. You just say it. You hate the nerds.
No, that's not true. But there's
or the guys
these guys
wear glasses.
Like Garvey, when I bring up Garvey, it's the bushy eyebrows. Am I wrong? It's the bushy. And did I say blonde? I meant black.
Yeah, but
it's the bushy eyebrows for me. It's the whole look. Most of these guys have a look. There's a specific look that, for whatever reason, drives me completely insane.
Okay, so number four of your Shasky's top 10 most hated Dodgers was Eric Gagne. We're getting to the top three, folks. This is real hate right now.
Number three.
I see you on the street. I'm not even looking at you. Or I'm shouting, or my son, baby LJ, is going to be shouting expletives at you. This is the top three, Joe. What's number three for you?
It's one of the more overrated players of a generation defensively. Offensively, there's no doubt he was an absolute force. And I always think of 1993, the big home run that he hit on the final day of the year. It's Mike Piazza. Ooh. I hate Mike Piazza. And I know he bounced around and played for a couple other teams, but Mike Piazza represents so many things.
He's an Italian.
I absolutely despise about the 1990s where my hatred of the Dodgers was, you know, boiled in the cauldron, if you will. And Mike Piazza, just everything. 31, being a late draft pick that was basically a favor of Tommy Lasorda, and then he ends up being one of the great right field hitters for a right-handed hitter of all time, because I think of him going the other way. And Mike Piazza was an absolute force. If you bring up the name Mike Piazza, Giants fans just curl, because we think about how great he was in the 90s.
Well, no, you know what makes me curl just as a fan of baseball? The fact that he got into the Hall of Fame and all the other guys we've been referencing all week did not make the Hall of Fame. Like, oh, come on. Mike Piazza's in the Hall of Fame, given everything that took place.
I think he hit 400 home runs.
Yeah, he hit 427.
There you go.
He had 2,100 hits. Absolutely. Let me be clear. He should be in the Hall of Fame, but so should all the other guys of that era.
No, I
like,
would agree.
That also hit, and we're also doing everything that we all know that they were doing at that time. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, but he's just such a whiner. The way that he got himself out of Florida, crying and whining, like, just the whole thing about him. I can't stand Mike Piazza. Like, I really can't. And just the way that he stood there with this giant bat, and he would fling these home runs, and he had this recoil on his swing. There's something about Mike Piazza that always bugged me, and we never ran enough against him.
He is, though, one of those guys where I think of more as a Met after, because of the Subway Series, the World Series, right? Early 2000s. That whole time and era, I do think of him more as a Met. But again, this is an age difference between us, and you're going back to those Dodgers hatred. My dad's the
He'll
same
always
way.
Be a Dodger.
He'll always be a Dodger for you. So there you go. Mike Piazza, number three on Chasky's most hated Dodgers list. We're getting up to the top two now.
Number two.
And this is even slightly before Piazza. And he was the definition of, like, I'm perfect. It's Oral Hershiser. Oh. He drove me nuts. Whoa. Obviously, the scoreless streak was a big deal. I used to collect cards. And I swear to God, I would always open up a Donruss or Topps pack, and I would get the skinny, almost, like, picturesque SoCal surfer vibes from Oral Hershiser.
Poindexter. Oh, no.
He bugged me beyond belief. He should have never been a Giant. I hated that he signed with the Giants. He never should have wore black and orange. Oral Hershiser was, for me, more so than even Fernando Mania, was like the first of the position players and the pitchers, not of the coaches, and we'll leave this guy off the list. He was the first player that I despised as a young man, Oral Hershiser. I couldn't stand him. Could not stand him, and he was awesome.
Semi looking to Thornton, open left wing, three, rain dance, 87-81, Caleb Thornton with a big time triple.
There it is, that's the sounder. Caller number five right now on the contest line, 415-523-4652. Again, caller number five, 415-523-4652. You will have an opportunity to win a pair of tickets for the Golden State Valkyries taking on the Connecticut Sun on June 22nd at Chase Center. If you miss out today, you can go get all your tickets all season long at valkyries.com. All right, so we've got all the way up here. We've got all the honorable mentions. We've got all the lists leading up to the number one most hated Dodger. Before you say
number one,
I need a drum roll, Carter. I need it. Give it to me.
It's obviously Tommy Lasorda.
Mm.
Anyone else on this list can be jumbled up 2 through 10, and you can do whatever you want with
Not
it.
Not Jackie Robinson. All right, good. That's good. I was scared for a second. I was scared.
I mean, anybody else on the list from 2 to 10 can be, we can rearrange it however you want. Hands down, number one like guy for me that I've hated more than anyone in the Dodger uniform at any point in time is Tommy Lasorda. And there's many layers to it. Number one, it's the giant smile, the arrogance, the waving, the blowing of the kisses. and the nostalgia for me. Walking out of the corner of Candlestick, we would be in Family Pavilion, or we would be down that first base line with my dad, with my little brother. We'd go to all these Giants-Dodger games. And it brings me back to a moment in time of my dad sneaking in tall boys in the beer belt.
Love
with
it.
The big parka.
Hell yeah.
And him teaching me how to despise the Dodgers and how to boo Tommy Lasorda in that blue satin coat that he was coming out. Just everything about Tommy Lasorda represents the purity of America in the sense of, I could sports hate this guy, and he is really good at what he does, and he knows it, and he wants to rub it into you, and the arrogance with which he did it, and him knowing that he was a villain, and leaning into the moment like a WWE character, almost in the way like a Russell Westbrook does it to an opposing crowd. The first ever great sports villain in my life, and to this day, the most hated guy to ever wear Dodger blue for me is Tommy Lasorda, and I'm just... On the day that's my dad's birthday, yeah, and he's no longer with us, when I see Tommy Lasorda, when I hear about Tommy Lasorda, it brings up and conjures memories of being with my dad and booing Tommy Lasorda. And so for me, forever, it will be Tommy Lasorda as the number one most hated Dodger of all time.
I love the list, and we want to hear your list. Who is your most hated Dodger of all time and why? 888-957-9570. We can have some cross-pollination. And if you have stories connected to any of these guys, like, I love a good origin story of hate. I don't know if you've ever seen The Incredibles, Joe. Disney Pixar, you're a Pixar dad now. You're Disney dad. But, like, the first villain, I think his name is Syndrome in The Incredibles. The reason why he became a villain is because he was actually a huge Mr. Incredible fan, and he wanted to work with him, and Mr. Incredible stiffed him. He's like, I work alone, kid. Which is basically getting stiffed, the baseball version of, you don't get my ball sign.
Yeah.
You get stiffed. He's like, oh, I'm going to root against that guy the rest of my life. I love those stories. That's the best. You know why? Because he took the sports anger, and it fueled you. Now, get older in life. I don't like using the word hate anymore. Sports hate is different. You're a father now. So you're going to teach LJ about the sports hate of everyone. And you're going to be, first and foremost, when you're teaching him the history of Dodgers and Giants, you're going to start with that man right there, Tommy Lasorda, who I always think, and this is a deep cut for all of you, you guys remember Don Vito in the show Viva La Bam on MTV with Bam Margera?
Yeah.
Dude, Tommy Lasorda's Don Vito, where he's just walking out there. You don't know what he's saying.
He's got like a
lazy eye and everything. He's got the gut. Yeah, he's Don Vito, Tommy Lasorda, who has since passed, obviously.
Unfiltered, emotional. Cryptic, direct, like he did it all. Like he is one of the great baseball people in terms of, you look at his resume and how long he lasted and all of the different teams that he managed for the Dodgers and all of the different like run-ins that he had with not just the Giants, but just baseball people in general. He is
only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
He's one of those Forrest Gump-like characters where you find him at different points in time in the baseball world from the 70s through the 90s. And he's always connected somewhere, even into the 00s when he was, you know, stepped down and he wasn't necessarily on the field as the manager.
You know what's funny during that time of LA sports, too? Could you not think of two polar opposite coaches for franchise in a given market than Tommy Lasorda with the Dodgers and Pat Riley for the Lakers when it comes to the suits, the slick back hair, the model status, right? And Pat Riley was a hell of a player in his own right, too. So I'm not trying to say he wasn't like, you know, he was a legit coach, dude. It's just the juxtaposition of certain types of coaches is always just so funny to me. Almost like going from Bruce Bochy to Gabe Kapler in a way, right? Could you not have think of two polar opposite personalities in players and how they look? And then just kind of the characters of the Dodgers and their managers, quite frankly, right? You think of Lasorda, Joe Torre after the Yankees stint, but Joe Torre, that guy's like a mob boss in his own right. You just look at the guy. I feel like he could have been casted in Goodfellas, right? And then you got the Don Mattingly, Dottie Baseball, right? He's his own character. He should have brought back the mustache. Once he shaved the mustache, you're like, what are you doing, man? You got to keep the mustache. And then you got Dave Roberts, who, again, Dodger and Giant guy. I don't have any, like, hate. Like, I miss that. Like, Dave Roberts is just, nah.
He was also a Padre, but
he's like...
No, I didn't like Dave Roberts.
But you don't like...
We got
like,
him late. I didn't... Giants fans don't like Dave Roberts.
No, but I'm just saying that's like a person. Like, he's just kind of like a nice guy. Again,
talking about as a player.
I know. That's fine. But I'm talking about as the manager now, because he's been the Dodgers manager for so damn long.
But once you play for the Dodgers, it's very difficult to eradicate the hate. Like, Dusty Baker's one of the few that crossed over and is beloved. One of the few. There's not many.
So, I was going to say, who are the Giants / Dodgers that you still respect? Brian Wilson?
I think it's come up. No. Well, Brian Wilson, like, I think Brian Wilson had a lot of clown behavior and he needed to be humbled. Like, straight up. Like, just straight up. I think same thing you could be said for Jeff Kent. You know, Jeff Kent needed to be humbled and we've come around on him. Time has healed the wounds.
What do you mean when you say be humbled?
Meaning get like booed by the fans.
Kendrick Lamar?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Like, the way Jeff Kent ended his tenure with the Giants was ugly. Giants had some blood on their hands. He had some blood on his hands. He went to the Astros and then went to the Dodgers. And I always wanted to be a Dodger. Wait a minute. You said you always wanted to be a Cowboy when you joined the Astros because you grew up on a farm in Riverside,
I was going to say, that makes more sense because he actually is from Southern California. But I hear you on that. Like, you don't want... And there was all the stuff baked in between him and Barry still being there and being a part of the Giants.
Yeah, don't join the Dodgers as a Giant. Like, Brett Butler's one of the few that crossed over to both teams because he had a heck of a year for the Giants in 89, and they ended up going to the World Series, and he was a big part of that. But, I mean, he's got them Dodger roots, you know?
It's like a
Pac-Man Leonard was a Dodger, got traded to the Giants.
It's like a Niner that hits free agency, and instead of going back to San Francisco, they go to, like, the Cowboys.
Yes.
Right? And you just don't do that. What about Sergio Romo?
Sergio, I got no, but he bounced around.
He also played for like 10 plus teams.
Yeah, you know,
like he was an A. Yeah,
you know, I think timing matters in a lot of these things. Like, I don't hate Juan Uribe, and the Giants couldn't offer him a deal. He ended up going down there. He was a hero, and for a couple of years we booed him or whatever. But it doesn't hit the same. Brian Wilson screamed and yelled at the owner because of whatever reasons that he had. There was, I don't know, man. Brian Wilson is a very interesting individual. He had a lot of hatred.
By the way, we'll see one over the weekend. The most recent Giant / Dodger, Michael Conforto.
Oh, well, Michael Conforto. Michael Conforto was never a Giant.
Never?
I'm never a Giant.
I thought there's a whole term called Forever Giant.
Not with him.
Okay.
Forever overpaid.
Nick Ahmed, remember him?
No.
Did he get a ring last year too, Nick Ahmed? Did he get one? If you have any service time throughout the year, right, for the team, you get the ring. Nick Ahmed, Forever Giant. I'm just going through the list right now.
Steve Finley.
Okay. Scott Alexander.
Yeah, that was the reliever.
No, Scott Alexander.
Yeah, whatever. Lefty.
Okay. Steve Finley. We got Watson Clark.
Right.
Kevin Correa.
Kevin Correa, the pitcher.
There you
go. Thought he was going to be something.
There
number 53, I believe.
Yep. I'm just going through. There's some old-timey ones here, too. There's
Give me some.
Going back to... No. You don't even know some of these guys. Ed Cranes of the world. Jack Cronin. Never heard of these guys. Jim Gott.
Oh, yeah. Jim Gott is very well-known.
Okay. Ed Goodson. You know that? Yeah? You like that? A little Ed Goodson action. Tom Haller. Marquise Grissom.
Marquise Grissom was a good Giant, though.
There you go. Were you mad at him?
Marquise Grissom was a good Giant. No, but he bounced around. He was with a lot of different teams.
Okay.
When you're at the end of your career and you're like a year here, a year there, I don't view you exactly the same.
Brian Johnson.
Yeah. Giants legend.
Yep. Also a Dodger.
Yeah, but he was a backup player. Like, you know, he's bouncing around for his career.
Stan Javier.
Yeah. A's, Giants, yeah. Dodgers. I think of him as a switch hitting right fielder. Actually, Stan Javier was a good Giant.
I think we're up against it. It's time for the injury report. Let's do it.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
This is the craziest injury report I've ever seen in my life. How about that for a tease? The Giants will face the Dodgers this weekend, and here's a list of some of the pitchers the Dodgers have on their injured list.
Oh, no. Play different music. Play a tiny violin.
Blake Snell, shoulder inflammation. Tyler Glasnow, or as I call him, made of Glasnow, shoulder inflammation. Roky Sasaki, shoulder inflammation.
Oh, no.
Emmett Sheehan. Ooh, I don't know who that is. Tommy John. Tony Gonsolin.
Oh, no.
Elbow discomfort. Evan Phillips, elbow inflammation. Blake Treinen, forearm sprain.
Oh,
Kyle
no.
Hurt is hurt. Tommy John. Ruzdar Gatterall. Isn't it Gatterall? Shoulder surgery. River Ryan. Tommy John. Gavin Stone, shoulder surgery. Michael Grove, labrum surgery. Oh, my God. The bed ran out of all the... That's like half their pitching staff.
Oh,
more
no.
than half.
How are they going to compete?
Well, you better
Maybe
not.
They have to make a trade and defer some of their payments.
Well, I don't know.
When I say that, how the Giants better win this series? The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up of the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. All right, we got this or that in the next hour. We got Bonte Hill at 9 o'clock in studio for the full hour. But first, we're going to do some rapid fire. The Dodger you hate the most and why? 888-957-9570.
Can we go through some moments? Can we go through some of these moments? Like, you guys don't know about the Mike Marshall moment. We got to play some great Giants-Dodger moments.
And we're going to do that next, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.